This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What you have with you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now, I just want to reemphasize, folks, what we're doing on Sons of Liberty Media really quick, because I did an interview just this last week with a national ministry. And after, rewind just a little bit. I don't know that they were a ministry. They may well have been. But interestingly enough, we got such a huge response that they shut down Sons of Liberty Media. We had such a huge influx of people coming over from that particular website to ours. Now, the reason they came over to that website is the fact that there were so many questions. I did an interview for an hour and 50 minutes is what it was just, 3 days ago. And in the process of that hour and 50 minutes, I was asked question after question after question. And of course, I wasn't giving my opinion. I was just going back to religion and morality, which are the essential pillars of civil society. So I began to give them the answers. And it was interesting that I had one lady, she actually chimed in and said, you know, if 90% of the people are for what God is doing and what God commands, then why would God judge our country for less than 10% of the people that are a part of the problem? Well, it's actually 1.7% of the population. Keep in mind, friends, a Saul Alinsky tactic is to get you to believe that there's a lot more of them when, in fact, there is not. In other words, they want you to believe there's a lot more of them than there really is, okay? And anyways, in saying that, I just said back to her, I said, well, if the 90% were doing what God commanded, you wouldn't have a 10% to deal with, because you would get rid of the leaven and the lump and the foxes that spoil the vine. And therein lies the problem. So it was a pretty foolish question to ask, but I seen what she was getting at. And I said to her, ma'am, I said, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, and you've heard me say that 50,000 times. But I wanted to get into your heart. It's true. I want you to understand, friends, if the right were doing the right thing all of the time, there wouldn't be a left. And the right thing is to do what God commanded us to do. And we sent so many people over through that conversation to our website because I told them, listen, we're not just telling you what the problems are on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're showing you the answers. We're educating you to the answers. So you have a knowledge of knowing why you're being destroyed, because you're in essence being destroyed because you're allowing the wrong side to destroy the right side. Now, that's judgment completely turned upside down on its head, friends. I mean, we can hear what's going on just now in the Supreme Court. You know, that's another question that I have to beg of my listeners, too, is the fact that why are the states petitioning a Supreme Court that is corrupt to its very core? How stupid does that sound? Why would I go ask a criminal to magnify the law? Because in essence, that's what the people are doing. I mean, we see what's going on with the state, the Supreme Court chamber. What's going on in the chambers today is that they're trying to redefine homosexual marriage. And we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes here. But again, friends, you need to think about what's going on in your country, and why is it that we're dealing with what we're dealing with today is because the people have become corrupt. That's why they have a corrupt Congress. That's why they have a corrupt representation. That's why they have corrupt judges. And that really is the essence, friends, of everything that I'm trying to do here on sonsoflibertymedia.com is, again, why are you allowing the wrong to rule the roost concerning the right? And I want to educate you because, again, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And if I give you the knowledge as to, well, first and foremost, what does the law say? Who's right and who's wrong? Well, I always have to reference God and his law that he gave concerning our Mosaic Constitution and the enumerated laws within that Constitution, the empire of laws, as John Adams rightly said. That's what we're doing on the Sons of Liberty Media. We're educating you. We're showing you who's violating the law. And then we're actually transmitting that obligation over to the people that are reading the information to respond. Because, again, friends, the hope is found in what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. In other words, do all that you can do after you've been educated and leave the results up to God. That's what this is all about. So check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, you can also check us out on other websites. You can go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Also go over to Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, and the such. And you can also go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. And friends, the phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. We're showing you our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. And that's what we should all be doing, because if we were all doing it together, because we can do this one nation under God, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. And there's no disputation concerning what I just told you. As you know, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's go back to what I was just talking about concerning what's going on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, what's going on nationally right now with the Supreme Court. We also know that Alina Kagan, she's a radical lesbian, known for queerifying Harvard, also known for harassing those that were recruiters concerning the United States military on Harvard's college grounds. She's known for harassing them. She was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama to Supreme Court justice, when in fact it's an injustice. And you have a lesbian sitting on the bench, appointed, by the way, just in time to rule on what's going on right now concerning homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, but the American people stand down and let them. Folks, for those that didn't know, every state that has actually implemented this, something contrary to God's moral law, it is null and void because it is unlawful, number one, and secondly, it's unconstitutional, therefore it's null and void. And the methods that they're using, of course, are unlawful. That's why the homosexuals want the judges removed in these cases, because they want to show you their real faith. They want to show you their real face and their real teeth, friends, through totalitarian methods. They want to show you, and submit this question to you as well, friends. You know, the homosexuals and these radicals and these little populations in the United States of America are trying to figure out why the good people of America are standing down and allowing them to do what they're doing. Well, let me tell you, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and that's what they're doing. But just keep in mind, friends, going back to the Supreme Court justice, injustice, Alina Kagan, she's a radical lesbian, known for queerifying Harvard, harassing our military on Harvard college grounds. As, folks, this is what's important, she never judged a case a day in her life, and yet she's a Supreme Court justice deciding on homosexual marriage. Wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got half of my voice today, friends. Been doing tons of interviews, which is a part of why I do what I do, of course, to be spent for the people. But in the process, my voice, my physical being is trying to catch up with what I am actually spending myself on, which I do quite a bit. And I do it happily, friends. We were just talking about Alina Kagan. We see what's going on with the Supreme Court in today they're trying to find enough radicals to say that the majority of the people wants homosexual marriage, which, again, has never been in the history of mankind. And might I go back and remind you of what our second president of the United States rightly said when he said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And I've also shared with you in the past, friends, how the homosexuals are being used as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty. In other words, this is the best way to say, listen, if we're not going to be ruled by God, then we're going to submit ourselves to a tyrannical totalitarian government. And that's exactly what's happening today. As a matter of fact, President Harry Truman said, the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. Mr. Truman said, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. He said this back in the 50s, but he goes on. If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights of the state for anyone except the state. And that is exactly what you're seeing today, friends. You're seeing a government usurp its authority, act outside of its scope of authority. In other words, they have become outlaws in their tyrannical rule. There's just no way of saying it in a nice way, but it's the facts. And the facts are stubborn things, and they're not going to move because we're dealing with this on a 24/7 basis, as we can well see. Now, going back to one of the points that I was making, I'm actually, again, keep in mind, friends, we're doing live radio here. Keep in mind, again, friends, what the second president said. He said, our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. He said it's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So you mean a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of Christianity, they're the only ones that can actually maintain a free nation? Of course, because they are obeying Christ out of gratitude, and they are empowered by the Holy Ghost to remain free. Remember, to whom the Son makes free is free indeed. And also, let me give you this one from one of our signers. His name is Charles Carroll. He's a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, "Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments." Right? Well, here, let me just give you a little history as to what's going on here, real quick. Doesn't it strike anybody as odd that when you're looking at what's going on as the 225 radical homosexuals and transvestites that are being appointed to federal government in your country, that everything's going awry? Doesn't anybody think it's rather odd that the Muslims are infiltrating your government with the use of the homosexuals upending your constitution? Let's take that over to the whole homosexual marriage issue. We know it took place in California when millions and millions of black folks stood up and said no to gay marriage, homosexual marriage. Again, what has never been in the history of mankind. They want to go ahead and tempt the justice or dare the justice of God. Well, let me tell you something, friends. This nation will get a response sooner or later because you're going the wrong direction. But do you remember when the federal judge... the homosexual federal judge, Mr. Vaughn, got in there and he said no to all of that. We're just going to go with a small population again, and we're going to have our way one way or another. Isn't it interesting that right behind the homosexuals is Muslims trying to implement Sharia law? See, that's how you do this, friends. Isn't it interesting that you have the Muslims trying to implement Sharia law right behind the atheists who are trying to get rid of God to their own demise? See, the Bible says that he who digs the pit, he'll fall into it himself, and that's exactly what we're seeing. But let's not let them take everybody with them. How does that sound? That sounds like a good idea to me. I mean, just to stand back and let a bunch of effeminate men who don't know the difference between a man and a woman, and isn't it interesting the mental illness in which we're dealing with? The man thinks he's a woman, and the woman thinks he's a man, and they act accordingly. There's the mental illness. There is the abomination. And friends, do keep in mind, they have taken it on. They weren't born that way. I mean, did you hear about the thief, friends, who said he was born that way? He can't keep his hands off other people's property? He said he was born that way. He was born to steal from people. Would you accept that? What about the man that only kills on Friday and he thinks he's doing a great job? Would you accept the fact that he says he can't help himself? He was born that way. He likes to kill people? See, you got to keep in mind, friends, that sin is moral, not physical. I call heaven and earth to record this day before you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. That you and your seed may live. Deuteronomy 30:19. Going over to the New Testament, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that we have obeyed that form of doctrine. Isn't it interesting that they can choose to do the wrong thing, but they say that they don't have the dispensation given unto them by God to do the right thing? Folks, this is sick. And I want to tell you what, it's very destructive to a society to actually believe this garbage that they'll promulgate unto a people that will subject themselves to a totalitarian government. And by the way, again, friends, you are seeing the teeth of this government through the homosexuals and their willingness to demonize and polarize anybody that disagrees with them. Well, I'm not asking for permission to obey God, friends. Not from the homosexuals, not from the atheists, not from corruption in government. I'm not asking for your permission to obey God or the laws of our constitutional republic. I am going to magnify them laws. See, and this again, friends, is the reason we have sonsoflibertymedia.com, because it educates you to understand that someone's violating the law. And for those that agree, and they say within themselves, you know, I just think we should let them have their way. Okay, well, let's let them have their way. Let's just go ahead and turn the other cheek, okay? And do your best in the process and forgetting the 5,000 members that were busted recently in an ICE investigation concerning the Department of Defense in the United States of America that Brian Bender from the Boston Globe broke not too long ago. Do your homework and you'll find out that the ICE investigation found that 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America were busted downloading child pornography. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Child pornography. What about what's going on in public schools? Well, a friend of mine, he's a representative. He's running for office in North Carolina right now, and he just told me that the transvestite appointed by this radical administration are actually trying to teach kids, preschoolers, to have a daddy, two daddies, and two mommies, and they're actually trying to teach them how to use toys concerning sex, and they're trying to demoralize them. And if that's not good enough for you, let's just go to the NEA, who has a homosexual caucus, because they were allotted by the American people to do so. And then let's take it to the next point, because that wasn't good enough for the National Education Association. Now they have something called the Drag Queen Caucus. And is anybody paying attention to the fruit that's falling from this tree? Because children on a weekly basis are being busted for sex with teachers. Students are. And I condemn both heterosexual and homosexual crimes against our children. But in saying that, let's go over to Canada really quick, talking about the homosexual marriage issue. Let's just let them do what they want to do. Well, look what they did in Canada. The first thing they did was attack the church. It's interesting that over in Canada, the first thing they do in their government preamble and their documentation is they acknowledge God Almighty. And so they have to stumble over that and get rid of God because they're at war with God. And just keep in mind, the atheists don't believe in God, but they have to get rid of God and lumping them in all in the same lot, of course, because they all have the same father. But in saying that, it's interesting, over in Canada, what they did is they attacked the church. They told the church who they'll marry and who they won't marry, like what they're trying to implement in the United States of America. And if you don't believe me, why don't you just ask the baker out in the state of Oregon, who was just shut down recently because he didn't have enough money to defend himself against the radical ideologies that are falling from this administration concerning the homosexuals, because he would not make a cake for two lesbians. He has every right in the world to condemn that behavior, friends. And so the second thing they did was in Canada is they attacked the homeschoolers, the radical homosexuals. Just leave them alone now, you know. They're not bothering anybody. No, friends, they're bothering everybody. So they attacked the homeschoolers there in Canada. And so what they want to do there now is they actually want to tell the parents that no longer can you teach your children that homosexuality is an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24. There's 30 references, folks. And we all know that we all have a daddy and a mommy. So I'm not going to debate that. If you want to debate that, then you can just go to hell and debate it, because that's where you're going to end up. Okay, God said, therefore that settles it. End of story. I believe it. Also saying that, friends, the third thing they did in Canada is they want to lower the age of anal consent concerning the males from 16 to 14 years old in Canada for anal sex, the radical homosexuals. See, friends, this is what it's really about. And by the way, it's a UN global agenda, and you got enough useful idiots that are undoing their country, again, because the useful idiots behind the useful idiots are the American people that stand back and actually tolerate this crime towards their children.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Okay, so we're talking about the radical homosexuals, and we just got back from taking you over to Canada. And for those people that just want to turn the other cheek, and by the way, for those that are just, you know, again, listening to the lies of the state-run media that, well, everybody, the majority of the American people agree with it, it is completely untrue, friends. Completely untrue. In every sense of the word, again, they're just throwing the lies down on you because they want you to throw your hands up in the air and say, you know what can we do? In other words, through either silent consent or your verbal consent, just agree with what they're saying and what they're doing. They're being used, the radical homosexuals are, for implementation of Sharia law. See, when you depart from God in obedience, you open the door for the enemy to destroy at every single turn. We know that the end of sin is death, and that's exactly right. Death to a country that allows it. Let's go back to Alina Kagan, because Alina Kagan is the fox in the chicken coop. Do you remember what Franklin D. Roosevelt rightly said? He said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned it that way. To take a radical lesbian who queerified Harvard, which she was planted there to do, to attack our military, remember, don't ask, don't tell. And remember when Barney Franks, you know, the radical homosexual from Massachusetts who's sodomizing little Paul Benazzi when he's 11 and 13 years old in his basement. Remember that guy that was using his apartment in Washington, D.C. as a homosexual prostitution ring? You remember that guy? You guys know who I'm talking about. The guy that just said that, you know, two down, one to go. and that you haven't seen anything concerning the overthrow of Don't Ask, Don't Tell? When are the American people going to realize that this is aimed at their children? And if that's not the case, then that's the fruit on their tree. So if they could prove otherwise, that would be fantastic. But outside of that, God said it's an abomination. And if God said it's an abomination, when you work with these people, and I'm talking about when you warfare with these people, the way they attack you shows you who they are at war with. And isn't it interesting, the first thing they did in Canada concerning homosexual, the first thing they did is they had to put out the rest of the light, namely the professed church in Canada, that allowed them to put out the light. I thought they were the victims. No, they're the ones doing the attacking. And who do they attack first? Christians. Because the Christians are to be called the salt of the earth and the light of the world. They have to get rid of that light because they don't want you to know what it's really about. I don't know how far that's going to go, but I do know it is the great wonder of the age, and it is the great mystery of iniquity why people stand down on this topic, or abortion, or the atheist, because they're all aiming for the same end. And they're all going to get it, too. I just don't want everybody else to get it with them when they do. I said just a minute ago, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. Franklin D. Roosevelt said that. As the Supreme Court conveniently looks at the issue of homosexual marriage, the Obama administration is asking the Supreme Court to strike down the federal law defining marriage as a union between only a man and a woman. And you trust his leadership, friends? He's already violated moral law. And if he violated moral law, we can go back to William Blackstone, who said that basically, in essence, that anything that stands in contradiction to God's moral law cannot be enacted as law. Okay? The specific issue the Supreme Court will be deciding is, well, homosexual marriage. And what I want to do, without further ado, is just go straight to the core concerning what's going on here, because we see that the stage is being set, and just in time, namely with Alina Kagan. Well, before the elections, Obama came out in support of homosexual marriage. Of course, he's first had to repeal, now pay attention to the name again, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and place again 225 radical homosexuals in key positions. Here, let me go back and give you one more. His name was Kevin Jennings. He's the Obama Safe Schools Are handpicked, okay? He's the founder of GLSEN, Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Networks. Kevin Jennings wrote a foreword to a book called, again, listen carefully, Queering Elementary Education. Kevin Jennings, Obama's safe schools are, which, by the way, he got his little keister kicked out of there. One of Kevin's heroes is none other than Harry Hay, an icon for the organization NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association, and they're known for shouting sex before eight, before it's too late. He's also the guy that said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, there's that definition again. They pull your hair, they smack your face, and then they cry victim. And then they serve it up to the people that they're the victim when in fact they're the ones committing the crime. Or they're the ones attempting to overthrow the law. But going back to Alina Kagan, she's the former dean of students at Harvard, contrary to Harvard's founding mottos, for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ. Kagan is known again for queerifying Harvard. And during her tenure, she did the following. Kagan hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender blank, F, fill in the words, K. Okay, two letters. I'm sorry, F, two letters, K, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. This is a Supreme Court justice, friends. Kagan also hired other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses, as well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. You are dealing with some dangerous and sick-minded individuals, friends. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic at times that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spew gender confusion among students on campus. Do you not realize that this gives power to tyranny? Demoralize people. Get them away from God, because as long as they're obedient unto God, we can't do anything. They'll beat us up big time. They'll deal with us. They'll throw us in jail. That's right. Again, Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life, but yet there's the fox in the chicken coop today, America. Yet Obama, unqualified for office himself, has seen fit to queerify and to qualify her on the Supreme Court bench. And again, I say just in time for the court to review homosexual marriage. Did you know that Obama's Solicitor General, Donald Verrilli, argued that DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, is unconstitutional because it violates the fundamental guarantee of equal protection? Equal protection under what, Donnie? Notice how they never make reference to law? Because once they make reference to law, they know that they got to go back to the Word of God again. Remember those people that serve We the People? They always put their hand on that Bible, don't they? And they swear that they'll uphold that Constitution, don't they? Against all enemies. Well, they're not going to serve and actually stand against themselves and their little minions, because they're all hellbound. It's never about the revolution, friends. It's always about the revolution, say they. Oh, you know, we just want law. No. You want to turn law on its head. And really what it comes down to, friends, is Satanism, whether you want to see it that way or not. Do what thou wilt. That's exactly what they're attempting to do. Donnie goes on, the phrase equal protection comes from the 14th Amendment, I added. Verrilli conveniently admitted the equal protection is of the laws. And the question is, whose laws? As I said, the laws of our republic, which are derived from God. Folks, it's always going to go back to that. Now, to dispel that lie, as Thaddeus Stevens said in his debate on the floor over the 14th Amendment, no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic, but what rose from merit and conduct. That means by the fruit of their lives and what they choose to do. And as I said earlier, friends, William Blackstone, the author of Commentaries on Laws of England, whom our founders studied when establishing America's Constitution, stated, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Because America needs to come to terms and understand that no president, no administration, and no Supreme Court has the right to break God's moral law. Did you hear what I said? They have no right to do that. You know, one of the things that I hear people ask all the time too is, Bradley, why are they still there? Well, let me ask you, America, why are they still there? Why are they still there? How come they're not behind bars? They're trying to throw you behind bars if you don't agree with them. They're already doing that. We've seen that through the assaults of the IRS, targeting conservative and Christian groups. Yours truly, one of them. They violate the law. They make it legal for them, in the eyes of the people, to violate law. But it's illegal for you to violate the same laws that they violate. I shared with you on Saturday, friends, that is the definition, according to Thomas Jefferson, and a little common sense, to tyranny. That is the definition of tyranny. So when you're looking at what's going on in your country today, friends, don't tell me I didn't tell you, because I want to tell you how prophetic this ministry is, just so you understand. Alina Kagan, the fox in the chicken coop, what I just read off to you, that wasn't today's news. That was from February 27th, 2013. This is from February 27th of 2013. You thought I was reading about what's going on today concerning Alina Kagan. I am. But the Lord told you that how many months ago? A year and a half ago. And now here we're in it, and everybody's trying to figure out why we're in it. Well, we've been warned. We've been told what's coming down the line. But to encourage you again, America, it's first and foremost timely. It would do you well to turn and repent before a just and a holy God. and then and only then on the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to turn around and to right the wrongs and deal with the issues at hand before it comes to the point where you don't have time to right the wrongs. Because again, friends, you still do have the freedom to do the right things. And we're seeing it again today. Folks, we're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You got Bradley Dean, 1-866-233-07.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Comments. I got one more segment, 1-866-233-0747. We were just talking about Alina Kagan. Never judge a case a day in her life. She's a radical lesbian who is known for queerifying Harvard, attacking America's military, just like Barney Franks, and along with this administration. America's military just happens to be your sons and your daughters, your brothers and your sisters, your uncles and your aunts, some cases your grandpas and your grandmas, and in some cases, friends, your dads and your moms. That's who they're attacking. The fox in the chicken coop. That's exactly right. Under the pretended authority of a criminal administration, namely the first homosexual president. They don't like being called homosexual, by the way, friends, but that's what they are. Did you know another guy that, again, showing you that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, John Barry? Sits under Barack Hussein Obama's administration, being used to upend sovereignty of the American people if they allow it, to make way for Sharia law. Notice the parallel blueprints, because it's there. As I said, when you depart from God and you disobey his commandments, what happens? A door is opened, where at length the sheep will be devoured. We need leadership in this country, friends. And I know those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio on a daily basis, you are leaders. And God has given you the eyes to see what needs to be done. To right the wrongs, not wrong the rights. John Berry, along with Obama's administration, who want to help overthrow Defense of Marriage Act, John Berry said, if we can get ENDA enacted and signed into law, what's it's not law, friends, it is only a matter of time before all the rest happens. Yeah, they fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. Right? And that's where we're at today. I want to hit on this really quick because I want you to understand that this is a government agenda, and the radical homosexuals, to their own demise, are setting themselves up for the fall. When we look at the inception from the radical gay agenda concerning hate crimes, keep in mind that it's a contrived lie because they use a kid named Matthew Shepard, and this is the lie that they promulgate. James Byrd Jr., who hate crimes is named after, along with Matthew Shepard, James Byrd was a black man who was murdered by three white men in Jasper, Texas in June 1998. Keep in mind, friends, all crime is motivated by hate. Okay, you can't bring in thought police and say, well, you did it because you hate. No, all crime is motivated by hate, and you do it because you hate. But going back to this point, James Byrd was a black man who was murdered by three white men in Jasper, Texas in June of 1998. The men offered Byrd a ride, but instead of bringing him to his destination, they beat him and then dragged Byrd behind a pickup truck along an asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankles. Byrd was pulled along for about 2 miles as the truck swerved from side to side. Byrd, who remained conscious throughout the whole dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert, cutting off his right arm and his head. The murderers drove on for another mile before dumping the rest of his body in front of an African-American cemetery. I want to parallel that with a guy named Dan Savage. He is an individual that is over the top. He's the guy that was in Oregon last year with a Bible in his hand telling the students in a journalism class that the Bible is nothing but a bunch of BS. He said the words. And the students, which you didn't hear about, actually stood up and walked out on him. But you need to understand that I just defined a hate crime, and Dan Savage just advocated a hate crime when he said, this radical homosexual, it gets better is the name of his organization, he's seen on MTV while he's perverting a nation, or to those that hail, or actually to those that will allow themselves to be perverted by this individual. But he's the guy that said concerning his political opposition that he wants to make sure that they're drugged behind a pickup with a rope until there's nothing left but the rope. See, he committed the very crime that he said that he was the victim of. He's also the guy that licks doorknobs because he wants to make sure all of his opposition gets sick. He's also the guy that wrote a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. This is the kind of people that you are dealing with, friends. And they want to make you believe that they themselves are the victims. Now, going back to the point of a hate crime and the definition of a hate crime, the same year Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, left for the dead, this was portrayed as a hate crime because Shepard was a homosexual, when in fact it was a bungled burglary, not motivated by hate. One of Shepard's murderers told ABC News that he was high on crystal meth during the attack, and it was the drugs that sparked his rage, not Shepard's orientation. Oh, keep in mind, Matthew Shepard was making advancements towards these guys, putting his hand on one of their legs. During the trial, however, the killers remained silent about this issue in exchange for not receiving the death sentence. Ben Fritzen, a former police detective and one of the lead investigators on the case, even told ABC News, Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in this homicide. If it was not Shepard, they would have found another easy target. What it really came down to really is drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for it. But the homosexuals, they tagged their sleeve to it so they could play the victim. Folks, it's not true. It had nothing to do with it. We also know that the homosexuals, we got a whole article on Sons of Liberty Media, how they'll self-inflict crimes, and almost without fail, they're busted by the authorities for actually contriving the crimes that they wanted to blame somebody else for while they were advocating them. You want to give yourself over to this, friends? And now bringing in the parallel between the homosexuals and Muslims, we know that the Muslims are calling for their execution in the United States, which they have no business doing that in the United States. They're guests here. Until they go through the proper channels to become a citizen, where they submit to the same laws that me and you do. And isn't it interesting to anybody out there that the homosexuals know the Muslims are calling for their execution, but yet they'll submit to the Muslims, and they won't call them out for what they're advocating, namely their executions? I hope you're getting the correlation, friends, because it's really not too hard to make. Now, to prove my point here, that it is a government-backed agenda, and these useful idiots is really what they are submitting themselves, and they're being used because they actually believe that they are getting their way. They're not getting their way. They're just shoveling the hole that they themselves are going to fall into sooner or later. Chai Feldman, she's an open lesbian who was nominated as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by Obama. Well, she said, again, appointed by Obama, she said, "I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of guys like me, resistance and resistors, are permitted to flourish." So, in other words, she's saying that everybody must be silent or silenced concerning the homosexual agenda. Are they asking for permission? Nope. They're trying to force it upon you. Well, some might say this is a civil rights issue. No, it is not. Because it's outside of law. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly said, and he stated that men should not be judged according to the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. What is the character of these people? They're so willing to commit the crime and advocate the crime, and they're so deceived to actually believe that they're the victims, when in fact, friends, they know exactly what they do. And I'll tell you how they know what they did and what they're doing. Because they made the choice to do it. It's not involuntary here, friends. It's voluntary. These people, like the atheists, like the communists, like the abortionists, they know exactly what they do. Now, to a law-abiding citizen, the first thing that they would say within themselves is, "I must stand up and actually deal with those that are committing crimes against our children, against our schools." You know, on Saturday we were talking about, how dare you ask an atheist for permission to obey God? You have it completely upside down on its head. But going back to the point of civil rights issues, which it is not again, friends, Thaddeus Stevens again said during the debate of the 14th Amendment, no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic but what rose from merit and conduct. Folks, we're not a democracy. We're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law. Now, let's go back to the very first segment of the show. I did an interview this last week, and I was being questioned for an hour and 50 minutes. It was a great show. Great questions. I told you that a lady said, "Bradley, you say that we're under the judgments of God." We are. There's no question about it. Prophetically right on the money. And she said, "Well, wouldn't God basically spare that nation if 90% of the people, is God going to judge those 90% of the people that are God-fearing people?" Well, let me say it this way, and I did. If they were God-fearing, you wouldn't have a 10% in your country that was attempting to destroy it. Because it wouldn't be tolerated. And this is where the American people need to stand up and rise to the level of expectation and realize you have a gift called freedom. And I'm asking you, America, what are you doing with that gift? Because you don't have your rights taken away from you. You forfeit them. If you want them, you got to fight for them. We'll talk to you in 23.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.